Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to decode some media now with Brian Stelter, the media decoder columnist for the New York Times. And the media we're going to decode is this.
This will be my last broadcast here on CNN, where I've worked for most of the past 30 years and where I have many friends and colleagues whom I admire deeply and respect greatly. Over the past 6 months, it's become increasingly clear that strong winds of change have begun buffeting this country and affecting all of us. And some leaders in media, politics, and business have been urging me to go beyond the role here at CNN and to engage in constructive problem solving, as well as to contribute positively to a better understanding of the great issues of our day, and to continue to do so in the most honest and direct language possible. At this point, I'm considering a number of options and directions, and I assure you I will let you know when I set my course.
That, of course, was Lou Dobbs on his show last night announcing his surprise and immediate resignation from CNN. So let's look at Lou Dobbs and his departure in context with Brian Stelter, who is a New York Times columnist who writes the Media Decoder column. Hi, Brian. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about what he's going to do next,
yeah,
he was an original anchor at CNN. Lou Dobbs has been on the air there for 29 years.
And he was the last of them. They're called CNN Originals, and they're held in really high esteem at CNN in Atlanta and in New York. I think there might be 20 or 25 employees who were there then that are still at CNN now, and Dobbs was the last of those anchors.
And he morphed from a relatively staid business anchor to this very outspoken commentator, very against illegal immigration, as we know, very against free trade in pursuit of what he sees as standards of living for the American middle class. He was pursuing the Obama is not a citizen conspiracy theory long after most people dropped it last year and CNN ordered him to drop it. What would you say has been the importance of Lou Dobbs, the impact of Lou Dobbs?
Well, he followed. He talked last night about how the winds of change had affected the country. We just heard that. What he really did was he followed the winds of change on cable news. He went from being a straight news anchor, which cable news was for the first 20 years until this decade, when it became a real opinionated medium. And he became much more opinionated this decade, as we talked about with immigration and other issues. I think now, though, he's out of step on CNN, given that CNN has decided they don't want to be like Fox News. They don't want to be like MSNBC. They want to just give people the facts and let others debate them. And Lou Dobbs looked increasingly out of step on a network that was trying to be that middle ground. He tried for a few months to be neutral, to keep his opinions out of it. He didn't seem all that happy, though, on those newscasts.
So, listeners, we've been collecting your career advice for Lou Dobbs throughout the program on our webpage. You can still go and post it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or call up with the meaning of Lou Dobbs or your career advice for Lou Dobbs, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Brian, to quote from the statement that we just played, as to what he's going to do next, Dobbs said, to engage in constructive problem solving and contribute positively to the great understanding of the issues of our day. Does that just mean he's going over to Fox?
If I didn't know better, I think that was a politician speaking. There was speculation that he would find Fox to be his next home. He did share a meal with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, back in September. And at the time, people seemed confident that at some point he would end up on the Fox Business Network, which is their new and somewhat fledgling channel for business news. However, Fox yesterday said they're not in discussions, which could be a way of saying we've already had the discussions. It's a little too soon to tell. But for now, he seems to be focused on his radio show, and then, as that statement indicates, talking about some other leadership role in the country, obviously very vaguely.
We're not in discussions, which could mean we've already had the discussions.
or that we could be having them next week.
Don't people ever
have to read these statements carefully.
Don't people ever say what they mean? Kevin in Bushwick, you're on WNYC with career advice for Lou Dobbs.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. I'd like to offer a little bit of career advice to Lou Dobbs. I think for the sake of America, Lou Dobbs should move to Mexico.
And do what?
and try to convince all the immigrants from Mexico who is concerned about moving to America from emigrating to Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think you should make that move.
I think it's notable that a lot of Hispanic groups that were calling for Dobbs to be fired came out last night and called this a victory, and they really are taking a victory lap this morning, even though CNN says that's not exactly why Mr. Dobbs is leaving.
Well, there was, of course, a lot of pressure by immigration advocates and others to get Lou Dobbs off the air. Mm-hmm. And, I guess that's a double-edged sword, right? On the one hand, they may consider that a victory. On the other hand, you never like to see people kicked off the air because of their opinions.
Given how divisive that Dobbs is, and he really has this reputation as being this controversial figure, I thought it was fascinating last night that Dobbs talked about how these issues about health care and immigration and military involvement are defined by partisanship and ideology, and he was talking about how he wants to change that. He wants these issues to be based on rigorous empirical thought and analysis. A lot of people would say that he was part of that partisanship and part of that ideological problem. It's interesting that last night he said he wants to restore some of the, some of the more, neutral debate to the country.
Peter in the Bronx also has a Mexico-based piece of career advice for Mr. Dobbs. Hi, Peter.
Yes, I'm piggybacking on the first caller about going to Mexico. I would say help develop the Mexican economy, in particular to undo some of the NAFTA laws that end up throwing Mexican farmers off their land, like having to pay for seeds that they develop that then get copyrighted or patented by American and international firms that the farmers now have to pay to use.
Peter, thank you. And, of course, as I mentioned before, Lou Dobbs is a big opponent of NAFTA already. And there was a point, Brian, as I think you'll recall, when before he really got kind of full-time into the open borders thing, really strongly against illegal immigration and how the U.S. wasn't tough enough on it, that his main claim to fame was that he was railing against these free trade agreements like NAFTA.
That's right.
And at that point, he was a little bit more of a populist hero on the left before he completely blew them away by, appearing so nativist.
That's right, and he has in some ways hardened his views over the years. He even talked last night about wanting to restore inspiration to our market economy, and has even though he has tried to be more of a newsman in recent months, those feelings certainly came through on the newscast.
Anna in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anna.
Hi there. I think he's got better prospects because CNN's ratings have been falling as they've become more moderate, and he is loved on the right. So I think he's going over. He's got a much bigger plan. He's got a huge pull, and that's where he's going.
Thank you very much.
One of the things I looked at last week before we knew that Dobbs was leaving were his ratings for his radio show, which started about 18 months ago. And there's been a lot of TV hosts like Bill O'Reilly that haven't been able to break into radio. It's hard to go from TV to radio, but Dobbs' ratings have been up, both in New York and elsewhere. And he's managed to gain an audience on the radio. And he's been able to say more on the radio than he has on TV. So certainly I think we'll be hearing more from him, at least in that medium.
And that's because CNN has decided to stake out this position as more of the neutral network, having commentators certainly from the left and the right and other, while MSNBC in primetime positions itself as more of the progressive network, opinionated network with Olbermann and Maddow, and Fox does what it does. But the ratings have been down for CNN, as Anna points out. So is real news potentially, I don't want to call it real news, that's probably too generous, but is staking out political neutrality in that sense,
right.
Potentially a ratings winner for CNN?
So far, it has been the source of considerable concern inside CNN and outside that they've slipped to third and now fourth place in some key categories, especially in prime time where people already seem to know the headlines of the day. So why would they want to see more of that in prime time? It's an ongoing problem for CNN. It has been for years, and it's not changing. And this morning they announced John King, who is another straight newsman, their Sunday morning talk show host, who will now take over the 7 p.m. slot beginning early next next year. So they are doubling down on this strategy, even though so far it's not paying ratings dividends.
I don't know that's going to be much competition for Hardball, but that's their decision to make.
That's right.
Stuart on our comments page writes, maybe Lou Dobbs, as a point of career advice, could be a fill-in host for the Brian Lehrer Show. He could work on Thanksgiving and the following day. Beth in the East Village has career advice for Lou Dobbs. Hi, Beth.
Yeah, hi. I think that Lou Dobbs should spend a season picking grapes in the Central Valley of California. And while he's at it, he should live in farm labor housing. And but maybe better yet, he should spend the next few months trying to eliminate from his life anything that's been touched by an illegal immigrant, i.e. food that's been harvested, restaurant food that's been prepared or tables bussed, and then let's see how he feels.
Beth, thank you. And Brian, since you write the media decoder column, decode the media, the meaning of Lou Dobbs' popularity, because obviously he taps into a strain of thought in the United States that doesn't feel that it has outlet elsewhere.
He continues, I think, to benefit from the same strain that Fox News benefits from, and that is this audience that feels that some of the traditional concepts of America are being challenged in their mind. I think the word traditional is used on Fox quite a bit. Lou Dobbs likes to call himself Mr. Independent. CNN likes to label him that, at least up until yesterday. And so I think in some ways that's a indication by him that he is not, although many would disagree that he is an independent, it's a statement that he is not necessarily aligned with the current political winds or the current political climate. I thought The Onion had an interesting headline this morning. Their satiric take on this was, U.S. supports Lou Dobbs. CNN hosts have been living illegally in country since 1961, the joke being, of course, about immigration, and acknowledging that there is so much resentment and criticism about him and about his views, both on the left and among some moderates.
And since no one can top The Onion, except Jon Stewart, we will leave it there with Brian Stelter, who writes the media decoder column for the New York Times. Lou Dobbs now independent from CNN. Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.